from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Good morning. Coming up on 8:19 here. Got some clouds this morning and 7 above. I love Thursdays because I got Janet Gageland. What a story. And she's going to do the follow-up to that next Thursday. And then I get the morning zoo with Tom and Kathy. It's like a double shot of fun. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you both.
Thank you.
Going to be a good one. 2025 looking
it's
good.
Going to be a good year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So my question, because like I said, okay, we get past the holidays, and then it's like 2 or 3 months of... But then I'm thinking, you guys, in Giving Hearts Day, you got that coming up.
We do. We do. We have, we have Tell Super Bowl pick
coming up. That's right.
Now, that's probably a lesser event than Giving Hearts Day.
Well, I don't know.
But it depends upon if you're betting on it.
You're right.
He's got pretty good odds.
Well, he does. Okay, he's got a good track record.
Let's go in order. Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day.
It's on a Sunday this year.
Okay.
It's always February 2nd. And we will have our zoo posting. And we never reveal. It's not... For us, it's not. For zoo fans, it's not if they see if the animal sees his shadow or not.
Yeah.
It's what species will they bring out today.
That is true. That's kind of a zoo
done
thing. Yeah,
everything from the ferrets to the hedgehogs to bison. We did tell 1 year.
Okay.
I keep thinking back to that because it's so funny. And Brittany Myra probably doesn't like this story as much as me. But she had the scroll, the Punxsutawney thing, and she had the top hat. And she was standing out in front of where Tal comes out of his door.
Yeah.
And it's winter, so we figured he'd do his typical, I'm going to peek out. It's cold. I'm going to go back in. It'll be really cute. He'll peek out. It was live. We did it live back in the day.
Yes, she did.
And she's reading about, you know, Sears and... And all of a sudden, he bolts out. Now, she's not in there with him, of course, but it's a very startling thing.
Yeah.
And it was especially startling because since Brittany's always got this very calm demeanor, it was very funny. So, and then, yeah, we've had a lot of fun with the Groundhog Day.
I was not aware that different animals can predict the weather as good as...
Well, absolutely.
As Punxsutawney Phil.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
And speaking of predictions, then we get the Super Bowl pick, and then we'll be on to a very big and wonderful event throughout our region, not just North Dakota, but it goes over to Minnesota, is Giving Hearts Day.
That is huge.
It's huge. It's huge. And the Dakota Medical Foundation sets the platform for that. We'll be back to talk about it, but reminding people, some people believe that their dollars are matched by the foundation. The match actually comes from our own organizations.
Okay.
Prior, you have to show you've got...
That's what's got to come before.
Get in the game,
yeah, right,
and you're on this. And so our match of $3,000 will be due before the end of this month.
Okay.
So we'll be back to talk about that. So anything that you give now can be considered... the match. So it's the same as giving on Giving Hearts Day. The dollars go into the same account.
It just goes before.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And so we'll be asking people for that so we can get that $3,000 in. And then on the day of Giving Hearts, you can give electronically right to Giving Hearts Day site or a check made out for that date specifically.
Okay.
But anything comes in prior for the match does not have to be a certain date on there.
Got it.
But there will be a deadline and what we'll be announcing.
Okay. Easy enough.
It's easy enough. I know it's a lot because the zoos, we do the zoo booth, then we do wild games, but this is our time of year when we fundraise for zoo operations. Remember, it's for zoo operations.
Well, you guys never say it, but I always say it. That place doesn't stay open on good intentions.
It
takes a lot to... to run that place. Tom Schmaltz, Mr. I Want 2 Feet of Snow.
Yeah, I want
That's
two
what
feet
he came
snow.
In here with this morning.
He
before
said he
you,
wants snow?
He
yes.
wants 2 feet of snow.
Two feet of snow. I want to insulate the ground, protects our water lines going to all the animals. It helps with the grass, and the animals enjoy it. If you've ever seen a tiger jumping in the snow, chasing snowflakes, you'll never forget it. So it is, you know, just 2 feet, no wind.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
the impossible
keep the wind away.
Part.
Just 2 feet of snow.
Yeah,
is what you're hoping for.
Great time to get that because it helps insulate everything.
It does make a big difference.
People don't realize it helps insulate around their houses for the basements and stuff. So it's a good thing instead of just bitter cold. So Bill, I want snow. Make it happen.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
Yeah. Talk to Uncle Mick. Yeah, say let's change the forecast.
Yeah, I've got. He owes me a few favors, so possibly.
Yeah.
You just like driving around on that Bobcat. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's part of it.
You know?
Too. Yeah.
Absolutely.
No one can pester me.
You see him glance over at my way when he said nobody can pester me.
I know. He did give you that little look. So 2025. And I know we probably can't talk about anything new coming up at the zoo, or do you want to kind of keep it under
wraps?
Well,
not a specific new species planned. Of course, we have a really nice collection.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be changing up some things in our education program. So, yes, we have some inverts coming in there. So check out the inverts coming very soon. We don't like to ship those animals. They're small. We're talking about the little creepy crawlers. They're small, and we don't want to ship those in cold weather.
Right.
Just in case.
Well, that's smart, yeah.
Just in case somebody messes up on the shipping end.
So for people like me that don't know, what are inverts?
Invertebrates. And so we're talking about millipedes. We're talking about insects. We're talking about little creepy crawler things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's what I love about the zoo, the thing that people, you know, people come down there and it's like, okay, these things terrify
me. So things without a backbone.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I knew you were going to have a comment.
No, there's just way too many on
there's
that.
There's just too many.
Way
that.
Too many on yeah. that. So yeah. Looking forward to that. And that, I assume, is going to be in the Nature Center.
In the Nature
correct?
Center, which is very popular because we've got so many things in there. Thanks to our wonderful education team, Bruce and Melissa Fingerson. That's just its own little zoo in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fabulous. So remember, that is open in the winter. But... you know, come see us if you want to arrange a visit. We're there. Just give us a call, and we have some different things. We do have a new camel coming. I know we already have the species, but we're getting a male camel coming in.
All right.
And
Bactrian or dromedary? You taught me that.
Bactrian.
Okay.
Bactrian. Which
so
means
how do you
what?
Tell the difference, Bill?
I'm trying to figure out. I think that the dromedary is the one with one hump. Correct?
Yeah.
So and the Bactrian are actually
dromedary.
Have
yeah.
So you lay a D on its back, has one hump. You lay a B on its back, has two humps.
See, he amazes me with his intellect every day. And his humor. He's a funny guy.
I know. I just got to convince Kathy.
You got to quit feeding that because he thinks you're serious when you say that. And I tell him you're being sarcastic.
I am not. I think he's a funny guy. You've heard me laugh at him before. Okay.
At him, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Annie Youngman over here is what we got going. So a lot of good stuff coming up at the zoo. And I always say down there, you get circling back to the education thing.
My thing
is be careful down there because if you're not careful, you might actually learn something.
You will learn something. You can't walk in the door without learning something.
Right. So they're not just exhibits. I mean, they're each one is their own kind of like their own little learning center, which I love.
I love that, too. And it's great if you can talk to a staff, the zookeepers, the educators, everybody at the zoo is schooled on these animals. And even if you say, no, I'm going to walk through with my family, I'm not going to join a tour, I'm going to do this, and you don't even encounter somebody, which is very hard because we're all over.
Right.
But you can look at an animal and learn something.
Right.
I can promise you, no two zoo visits are the same. No 2 days for us are the same. You can be with the same animal every day, and you're going to see something different. It's just, it's beautiful.
It's mind-blowing. It really
it's
is.
Mind-blowing, which is didn't mean it to be a segue into our memberships, but they're on sale now. We kept the prices the same.
Right.
This is like, I don't know how many years in a row we did this. Because we
bless
want to,
heart,
we
yeah.
want to make it affordable for the families. Again, nothing runs for free down there as for operations. Yeah. So we do count on admissions, but whether you pay at the gate or whether you use your membership, which is the best value for you, the zoo does need that to operate, and we would love you to have those repeated visits.
Right.
All-inclusive repeated visits. I mean, you can come as many times and to other facilities as well.
The gem in Wahpeton's crown. That's what I always call it down there, Jankabazoo. Tom and Kathy, thanks so much for stopping in on Work on Your Two Feet of Smoke.
Yes, get it going.
I will. So by next week, we don't have anything in the
hold
port.
You to next
no,
week.
Please do not do that. It's the Morning Zoo. We talk with Tom and Kathy every Thursday here at 820 at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first.